we mashke and amun, we didn't have it come to the mashke, but one of the mashkim, of the seven mashkim is done now. So the aloch is, oh, so, but the aloch is the dam kochi zinima. Here is behemoth medoshi. So the dam of course when you share, so dam comes out, but dam kochi is not mashia. So even if you touch it, the behemoth will still not be becoming of it. So Tesis says, even though dam kochi is not mashia, but there is a special aloch here. Chivas HaKedesh Machsheres. Or if you don't know, let's say, suppose he crossed the river and still there is Mashke Tepeach on top of the behemoth. So that wine that is still dripping on the roof of the behemoth, that is Mashke. That is Mashke. But I must be clear, I don't know if we can do so. But I will come out of Nishre, which is built also the Moshe of the Nik. So this is Kashmir. It's here the Gemara says, that the Mekdoshim is not allowed to have filled to share because of the possibility maybe of touching the Himnes, Mekdoshim with his head. But there should be another reason as to why he should not be allowed to share the Hatre, because maybe the Tom himself who stands in the Harabayis, so maybe since the Behemoth is in the Azore, and true he uses his Sakinoruch, maybe he'll be tempted to go. He'll be attracted towards the Behemoth, and he himself will step into the Azore. Even he stands on the threshold, and the threshold of the Azore. And we see that we have to be easier. That the Torah Gomor, when Zeyne, the Oman, Hamichtas, the Mindo, Shtom, Tzure, then Zeyne says, we also Mishre, Yisak, Maruho, you know, also I'm sure, then Zeyne says that if anyone who is Nichtas, the Mindo, has to realize that even though he's a Torah, as a special buyer, immediately. So the Zeyne says that any Torah who wants to enter the Azore has to realize it here. Even though he knows his Torah, he didn't touch anything that is in that. So that's a special buyer in Mikdosh, that a Torah who wants to enter the Azore has to realize it here. So the Zeyme, the Gemara says in Yume, according to the Zeyme, that a Toya, Hamichnas Lemikdosh, he told Tfile, so in Toya, even if he wants to share with the Sakei Aruch, then if he wants to share in the Azore itself, so of course he has to realize it here, because he cannot enter the Azore unless he realizes it here. But even if he is willing to stand on the threshold of the Azore, and to use the Sakei Aruch, stretch out the Sakei, and to share the behavior of Azore, he's also mechuyev to realize it through it. Because of the Zeyre, Shemo Yimoshe, Achabem. So, certainly Tomei, who wants to share with Sakino and his stands on the threshold of Azore, so he's not allowed because of the Zeyre, Shemo Yimoshe. Being Shleima, we told him to meet that faith. He will also allow Shuri. Abu Tomei is Azore, who meet them. Here he says, if he's a Toye, so then it's not so humble for him. He's not so didactic. He's not so humble for him to enter the Azore without fear. So he has to be chesh. But if he's a double mamish, so he knows he's chayiv kores if he enters the Azore. It's not a, it's like a mele. So mele, so we trust him that he will be on guard against being nimshach into the Azore. So that's the reason why the Gemara has to mention the town of Shemo Yigal Boso, not Shemo Yimoshe Achabem. Ina mi no kato ha Shemo Yigal Boso, Shem Goy Yomima, Vim Shoch Agot of Yimoro Rishon Legat. But Ina Chaname, Yitzos on Hatzile, for two reasons. One, because of Ezeira Shemo Yigal Boso, and another, because of Shemo Yimoshe Achabem. Oy, Yishra Abri Afray, Eich Yitokin Shisakin Aruch Okokat, Marabai Zavetz Asisroel, Nahai Tomei Mokdiru Nisomu Habitomei Mez, ותנם בפרקם בקיילים, החיו מקודש מהרבייס, שאיתום ימאס ויכולים לכנוס את לשון, אז עצמו שהיא מקדשת עמנו, שיתפו בני נכנסת לשון, ואפילו אם אני מת לא מבינים לו בשרת, ועל יזר עצמו שהיא, ארוך עקוף המליאנו, ואין חיתו חיים שתעסק עם ארוך כל כך. זאת אומרת, how is it possible? After all, he's not allowed to enter Ezra Snoshi. He's not allowed to enter in the Chir, in the Ramon. So yes, he said, before the Chiyuv, before the Zasloshim, and the length of the Zasloshim itself, he could find the ammo. So that Tzakin has to extend so long. So, the Yeshleima, who might appear, shall become the Almud, and he goes, and he can meet with him here. Since all these things that he told me, neither I say, he told him, he's only not allowed, he told me, he's not allowed to enter the Zohar. But the Zasloshim is allowed to enter the Zohar. Chiyuv certainly is allowed. So it's only the Rabbonis that the Tomemes is not allowed to enter the Zasloshim in the Chiyuv. So the Chachomim Tam says, the Chachomim only applies these the Rabbonis vis-a-vis a person who became Tomei before he is entering the Zasloshim. But suppose someone became Tomei while he was in the Arabites, while he was in the Zasloshim, he's not going to walk out. He can stay there for a long time. If he becomes Tomei while he's in Azore, so he has to run out immediately. Because there the Yisrael says in the Haisa. But if while he's standing in the Zasloshim or in the Chiyot, so he becomes Tomei, he becomes Tomei. Let's say if someone died in the Zasloshim, so he became Tomei. He's Tomei. So he's not Mechuyev to leave the Zasloshim. So anyway, so it's possible to visualize a case where someone could check with Zakin Aron. Let's say someone became Tomei in the Zasloshim. So he's not Mechuyev, since he told me about the Zarabon, he's not Mechuyev to leave. He can stay there for some time. And he wants to check the Zasloshim of the Sakno by standing in the flesh of the Tazor. And then he said, the Chimi Pirish, the Pirish, to the Chimi Wael of the Tazlosh, should walk in peace and in the Tzir, and in the show the Kimis, the Chod in the Yochim, the Kodin Tazor of the Lach, the Shechel Lach, or the Namishak, the Inka the Kimi. The Chimi says, now we could enter the Tazor in various ways. Now one way was from the Tazlosh, you can enter the Tazor. And if you could enter the Azore, there's a Israel, you could enter the other ways. So, where did the Chachomim Aser, Chachomim only Aser, he told me to enter, there's a Sloshim. But to enter any other chamber of the Bisamidosh that is close to the Azore, there's a Israel, that he told me it's allowed. The Chachomim only Aser, in there's a Sloshim. Because the Zasloshim, that was the usual way to enter the Ezras Yisroel through the Zasloshim. So mainly the Chachon Maser from Itomim is not only to enter the Zasloshim, but even the Chiyuv. Because that was because of the Zeire. If we allow Itomim is to enter the Chiyuv and the Zasloshim, and the usual way of going to the Ezras Yisroel was via the Chiyuv and the Zasloshim, so mainly the Chachon Maser. But let's say any other chamber of the Bisamidosh that is close to the Ezras Yisroel, he was allowed to enter as long as he was on guard not to enter the Ezras Yisroel. The each devotion doch might have been born. Now, may his man had a woman. So, Ubozeh Yisyashit Namibson. Now, Shem Vishu, Lagomet Mikol Hashino, Miminka, Umimiko Bisakim, Gumawe Minka, Ilay Macher Hashim Mikot Naloko, and that we explain. Perush, Alo Lechun Mikot. Alo Shite, Alo Namikot. Daipin Alo Mikamon. Mantan Lodoy Kamon Mishkite. When Gimona says, Ilay Macher Hashim Mikot Naloko, so being shocked to Macher Hashim Mikot. So this points out that what does it mean that the expression Vikun Sheshochtu has no reference to Hashem Kotten. Of course it has reference to Hashem Kotten. But since the Mishnah uses the term Vihumo instead of the Yin, so it's an idea that it modifies not only Hashem Kotten, but there is another subject also. And it has reference to another party in addition to Hashem Kotten. So that's the question. What are the parts? I will not cheat our inamicoy, that it certainly is reference to Hashem Kotten. That can I won't come, not that we will come on this. So you might say, well, as we come on to Nishai, we are from what we are so, we should set up here. Kino, about to come with him so here. Go, you know, in the entire coming so here. היי סופית, הוא דובר מישור סופית, כתוב לבי ששרה לי. בשביל לבוא יוחד ומצוי אמורים גם, ויהי לבי בו בו עושה שם. סופית בו בו הוא עושה את הבי ששרה לי. ותחזור, הוא עושה בי ששרה לי. So this is kashi bohos. Now, there is a loche sotik ktume bishis rabbi segitoya. What does it mean bishis a yochi segitoya? What is called bishis rabbi? So it's not like a bishis rabbi with a nishamas. Here, if there are three people, so it's called bishis rabbi. And but if there are less than three people, one person or two people, so then it's called bishis a yochi. Because we're learning it out from sentin. So sentin so osa akosu sotik ibada. So it's a sotik. If the power was becoming a niche between two eating, and then she had privacy with that man between eating, and then, so she's a soul Bible until she brings the Maima Mori. And so why? Because maybe she was in so. So the Maima Mori would be divided whether she was in so or she was not in so. So the Aloha is that also Akosu, Sophie Baba, and over there, how many people were involved in that subject? Only two. He and she. So we learn out that if there are only two people, so then subject to me is a yochi, it's a yitome. But if there are three people, so subject to me is a rabbi, it's a yitome. So this is kashi is, now he is standing at the threshold of Gazo, on the threshold of Gazo, and he uses his akimoruch. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says that the kulon sheshocha. So the kulon sheshocha has reference also to Tomid Mugdosh, to Mugdosh. So if Achirin rain is so. So, and they say that he didn't touch the rain as he was standing at the threshold of Gazor. So it's Chutosom Sheol. So the Gemara discussion is before the Sagit, the Gemara says, the Gemara says, come on to the Shire. So only if it's a Chirin Rein Eisod, so then the Deimu is the Teres. But if it's not a Chirin Rein Eisod, and the Gemara says, come on to the Shire, so then it's a Sur. Why? Because of the possibility, maybe he touched. So the discussion is, but where was he standing? At the threshold of the Azor. There were more than three Jews standing there in that area. And even if they didn't watch, but as long as they were standing there, so it doesn't mean about Mishas Arabi. So Sofik Tumah Mishas Arabi is in Victoria. So without the Achirin Rein Eisod, it should be Muter, the name is Kochi. Why would the Gemara say that it's only Muter if it's Achirin Rein Eisod? But if it's not Achirin Rein Eisod, it's Osea, because of the possibility, maybe he touched Rene, but it's Sofik, maybe he touched, maybe he didn't touch. So they give the parents that it's not done in short of it in the Shizarabi. We should believe Pomi Yochim in Zoya Belia. In other words, when we say Sophic to the Shizarabi in Svekitoria, that is, if on the basis of world, so if it's a Sophic Ashok. But here, it's not a Sophic Ashok. Because when a person uses his Saki, we study, uses his Saki, even though he uses his Saki, or even though he uses his Sakinoruch, so it's more likely that he touched it. Even though he's on guard against it. I mean, let's see. Very strange. It's very strange, but that's what Jesus says. After all, we are dealing with someone who is on guard against touching it. And Gor Hanel, in respect to Chunchin Asal Tanas HaKidesh, then he's around the Hakhilat Bull. Why? Because he's on guard against touching it. So by Mugdoshin, we are afraid. But that it should be considered more probable that he touched it than he did not touch it. I mean, that sounds strange. But this is what he says. Why? Because Stasis was bothered by discussion. We should read Bogum Yochum Yisoyam Ligim. And so it's not. So when do we say something which is a rabbi, something only when it's a subject of shock. But if it's more probable that he touched it, that he didn't touch it, then we don't say Sophic Tumah Mishas Arabim Sechta. The Rabban is chilek on the sheet of Jesus. The Rabban is chilek on this sheet. But then the Rabban gives a different talent. And that Rabban is expressive of the level of the Chiddush. The Rabban one says, now, it's also happening in Tamil Kochi. Where is the Issa mentioned? That it's also happening in Tamil Kochi. So Rashi says, the same Issa that is mentioned in connection with Trumo, Trumo is also Kiddush. Trumo is also Kiddush. So if the Torah says, Mishveres Trumo Isai, that you are mechuyev to watch Trumo, that it should become contaminated. So, and there is a Issa Deraisa to contaminate Trumo. Let's say, if somebody has Trumo, and he takes the sheret, and he brings it in contact with the Trumo, so he's either an Issa Deraisa, because the sheret is from inside. You are mechuyev to watch the Trumo, that it should not become contaminated. So, of course, it's also a bikavonet, you're dying to do that. So, the posit that is mentioned in connection with Trumo applies to Kochim also. It's a kalachim of logic. Because Trumo comes within Israel, and Kochim is more Kiddush than Trumo. Trumo is also Kiddush, but Kochim is more Kiddush than Trumo. So, Rashi says, Vani, Yimuzam Nateh, Umidoshim Echatilo Nishrei, Vatilo Bisakin Aruchom. כי לימוז המדעים שמיתם, כי נחזיר בעלים לנוסד ולחורס, נשבר לסכומי צד. אלמה, בינון שמיר. זאת אומרת, אני צריך להראה לי שיש מיתם בקודשי. So ממילא, הרמב״ם says, לחוב מהלוכה, of סופי כתומן בשביל סרבי, סבי כתוריה, does not apply to קודשי, או to תום. In other words, if there will be three people standing in the street, and there is a sheretz in the center, and there is a zofik, whether the sheretz touched the kikia or did not touch it. So if it's a kikia shokhu, so then we say, zofik tumen b'shul sarabi, it's a kitore. So then we consider the toreya, and even if that kikia shokhu will touch a kikia shokhu, so the kikash of Trumo will not become contaminated either, because the sofik arose in connection with the kikash of Trumo. But suppose the sofik takes effect in connection, at the very outset, the sofik takes place in connection with the kikash of Trumo. And it's in Rishu Sarabi, then we don't apply the halacha of sofik Trumo in Rishu Sarabi, because of the halacha of Mishveres Trumo Isai. So otherwise, so there is a chiyuv to watch the Trumo, that it should not become tamei. So the Meila Dezeres HaKosek implies that if it is soaking, whether it's toya or not toya, so that means it wasn't the sugar. So how can we say, soaking, tumei, b'shus ha'abim, sveki toya, but was it mishugah? It is soaking. Mishugah means that you watched it, and that you know that it didn't touch. But if you have a sofik, maybe he touched it with his hands. So it's inconsistent with Mishmeres Komeisa. So maybe it's just a machine. Because of the chisov of Mishmeres. Because it wasn't Mishmeres. Now there are some machines. There are some. Alright, I don't want to mention that. That's it. That involves another. Now this is what the Ramban says. I asked you to go over the Ramban. Ikeli kasha, lo boi bo, ki misofik nana me shkutos ikshiyo, di mea beazor lo nishu sarabi mi, ki labdino tzesh kame li psochi, fer kame li psochi, זה יש לי מרכז עזור לו שסרבי מי וכי ממשכי מסוף כתוב מי שסרבי מו מסוף כתוב מי שסרבי מסוף כתוריה וכי נסק אבון וישי לנאמר לא בלי אחרים ראים לאיסון ונחלה את סודת אימן של פייסס כך ונחלה וכי נשוך את רגליים מגובה ולא רק וכי הולך את רגליים מגובה אבל הוא בשביל סרבי נאמר סוי כתוב אורי, זה נסק אני אסק שאין הקושיקו, סביר, איזה רמב"ן סס, אבל שאין הקושיקו, ומקדושים בכלל גם לב בסוף יקטום את העניינות. תובו ישימו, תכסים משמר אסטרומייסה, אלו צורך שיבורי, שהיתר, ועם לב, עושו לכם. So the Ramban says that by Kochi, if there is a Sophic, Tumor versus Arabi, whether the Kochi, the Behemoth Kedesh, became Tommy or not, so it's also the Machia. Why? Because it's a result, it's inconsistent of Mishmeres Tumeza. So what does it mean? That Sophic Tumor versus Arabi, by Kochi, is Veiki Tommy? You don't mean that Sophic Tumor versus Arabi, so it's Veiki Tommy. He means two days hour of Sophic Tumor versus Arabi is Veiki Tommy. But there is a Psul of Esa Hadas. By Kochi, there is a Psul of Esa Hadas. In other words, if somebody, let's say, is Meser Das from the Kochi, so then it becomes possible. So in any way, if there is a Sophic, so then it's Legorah to Esa Hadas. Now, in Gemara in Pesachim, Gemara in Pesachim Daf Lam Dalet, there is a machlokes. Now, in regard to the psul of Esa Hadas by Kochim there is a psul of Esa Hadas, and where in the psul of Esa Hadas itself is based upon the aloha of Mishmeres Komeisa, because there is aloha of Mishmeres that Kochim have to watch. So in Meire, if let's say you didn't watch the Kochim, you left the Bimokim Atum exposed to the possibility of becoming dumb. So then, that Kochi is possible. That Kochi is possible. And it requires sleep, if there was Esa Hadas. Let's say, you left Kochi exposed, you mock him at all, exposed to the possibility of becoming dumb. So then, the Kochi becomes possible, because of the Tzu Hadas. So in the moment, in Pesachim Daf Lamed Aleph, there is a machlokes between Radeha and the Shlokish. So what kind of a psul Esa Hadas is? Whether Esa Hadas. So, Kishenibio Mitzchino, Isi Adaitime, Shubro Veshemko, Vimipsomim Esa Hadas, Tichsika Betrumo, Es Mishmeres Premedisai, Avei Prishimo, Vimipsi Adaitime. So Radeha says that Esa Hadas is a psul Agur. And Rabbi Yechon says that Esa Hadas is a Psul Tumim. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish says Esa Hadas is a Psul Agur. So Rashi says like this. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's a Psul Tumim. In other words, why does Esa Hadas fast? In other words, suppose you left Kochi, Bimoki Batur, exposed to the possibility of becoming Tumim. So then, according to the Shlokish, it's a Psul Agur. Then it becomes Tumim. Since you left it exposed to the possibility of becoming Tumim, so even if the Yom will come and will testify that it didn't become Tumim, you left it in the street to the possibility of becoming Tumim. But the Yom will come and will tell us that it did not become Tumim, so it will still be possible. The mere exposure to the possibility of Tumeh affects a Psul Agur in the Kochi. And even if Eliyahu will come and say, he did not touch any Dabar HaMetameh, it is still possible. That's Rav Shimon ben Lokish. Rabbi Yechon says, it's a Psul Tumeh. Rabbi Yechon says, it's a Psul Tumeh. So what does it mean, it's a Psul Tumeh? According to Rabbi Yechon, that it's not a Psul Agur. But it's only Osea because of the possibility, maybe he became Tomei. But if Eliyahu will come and will say, he didn't become Tomei, so then it doesn't have to be Nisra. It doesn't have to be Nisra. So the Gemara says, what's Nachkemine? Whether we say Hesach Adas is a Psul Tume or it's a Psul Agu, according to Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan, not Psul Tume, Shiyo Beiriyo Vitaneno Sheyine. So then it's not possible. Even though it was learned in Mokim Atumte, exposed to the possibility of becoming contaminated, but if Iliyo will come, Iliyo doesn't mean necessarily Iliyo, let's say, suppose for some other way we found out that he didn't become public. So it's fine, as long as it's verified. As long as it's not determined, so then it's fine. So it's also, it's possible. But if it's verified that he didn't become public, so then it's would have. But according to Shimba Lokish, Now then the Gemara mentions that's one activity between Rabbi Yechanan who says that Hesach Hadas is a Psul Tumo and Rish Lakish who says Hesach Hadas is a Psul Agu. Another activity, so one activity means according to Rabbi Yechanan, if it would be that it did not become Tumo, if it would be established beyond the shadow of a doubt that it did not become Tomei, then it's kosher, according to Rabbi Yechanan, and according to Rish Lakish, even if later on it is established, the Yo verifies that it wasn't, it didn't become Tomei, so it is still possible. Another activity is whether it requires Ibon Tzuri. In other words, Kochim Psuri. So the Aluchim is that it requires faith. If coaching became possible. So you have to be safe about it. But there is a mission. There is a mission that says as follows. The mission says, Zaha, coach of Sumi Bikufe Yisorif Miyat, Bidan and Bibani, Tinupa Tsurosu, the Yetzel of Yisasrim. If let's say the coaching, the finish itself, the behavior became Tommy itself, so then you burn it in you. But suppose that the psul in the kochi was not intrinsic, but it was explicit. Let's say, suppose it's nishba hadam. You are shechel the behemoth's kochi, so what do you have to do? You have to be mekabel the dam, and then you have to be zeh the dam on mizbeach. So suppose, after you are sheikhed in the behemoth's kochi, so the dam that you are mekabel in the agon, in the pikui, so there was spilled out. That's not an intrinsic psul. That's an extrinsic psul. So then we cannot burn the behemoth's kochi immediately. Or suppose the bile became tummy. Let's say, kom pesach. So suppose the bile of the kom pesach. So, became, after the Kom Pesach was Nishrat, so the Bayerim became Tomei, so by Pesach Kayam, so it's also a Psul, but that's not an intrinsic Psul, it's not a Psul in the Kote, it's an extrinsic, an extraneous Psul, because the Bayerim became Tomei. So then it's Aloche Tuba Tzoroso. What is Tuba Tzoroso? It requires Ibo Tzore. What does Ibo Tzore mean? Ibo Tzore means that we have to let it stay overnight. So then it will become possible even. And then we'll burn. So if an intrinsic psul occurs in the Hema Scotchi, then it requires certain yacht. But if an extrinsic psul occurs in the Hema Scotchi, let's say the Daniel's Mishpah or the binding of the Kom became Tomei, so then we cannot be saying that we are. But first you have to be married. So then to become possible for women. And once it becomes possible for women, so the women that's called Ibo Tzoy. So the Gemara says there is another argument between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, that Hesach Hadas is the Psul Agu, and even if Rio will come and they'll say he knows that it was only exposed to the possibility of becoming Tomei. But it didn't become Tomei, so it is still possible. So the Meleis, he saw it yet. It doesn't require Ibo Tzore. You don't have to be Meleis overnight. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Hesach Hadas constitutes Iksum Tumeh, and if Rio will be the barrier that it didn't become Tumeh, then it's kosher. So we may say, even if Rio wasn't the barrier, so it is possible, but we can't be burned, we can't be burned yet, but it requires Mitzvah. We have to be made of it. So then it will become possible in it. Then it will be safer. Then it's safer. So this is not Gemara, so this is another Matkemine than Gemara and Tishis. Now, so here the Ramban is saying here, and Tishis Kashi, in regard to Tishis Kashi, Tishis says, why does Gemara say that if a Tommy was shaken with Sakinoros in Rikoshi, and he is not belonging to verify that Moyogat and Achim and Esau. So it's possible, why should the apostle, as all these Rishis are coming, it's a shadow whether he touched it or he didn't touch it. If there is a possibility he didn't touch it. So, Sophiton Rishis are coming, Zekitoya. So Ramban says, true Sophiton Rishis are coming, Zekitoya. But as a Rabbaz there is, Shimon is lacking. Shimon is lacking, in other words. When would it, now it's not the halacha of Sofik Tumeh Veshis Arabi, if Sveiki Toya doesn't apply to Kochi. Let's say, suppose there would be a case when it wasn't even within the jurisdiction of a certain person to watch it. So then there is no Psoach Es Hadas. When is there a Psoach Es Hadas, it was in the custom of a certain person in Canaan or in Israel to watch it, and he didn't watch it. It was given, let's say, the name of Scotchy was turned over to a certain person to watch it, that it should become double. And then he forgot, instead of watching it, that it should become double, he left. And he left it exposed to the possibility. Then there is a flaw of his Hadass. But suppose the name of Scotchy was never within the custody of a person to watch it, then there is no chesom of his Hadass. As a Hadass means that it was possible to watch over. And then the person neglected the Shimon. Then there is a Psoach Es Hadas. But if it was never within the custody of a person to watch over it, so then we do apply the halacha of Sofik Tumeh Veshis Arabi, Sveiki Toya, even in respect to Kochi. The Ramban applies it here because in this case, he was told. Now, he was given, he took his Akin Oroch, and it was within his control to watch over it, so that he shouldn't touch the baby. But we don't know whether he did watch it or he didn't watch it. Maybe he was, he disappeared. He's able for Neidu, the Rishayim. So in Melech, there is a Chisom of Es Hadas. If there is a Chisom of Es Hadas, so it's not Shayach to say, on the basis of some Tumish Sarabim Sveiki Toya. Because here, it was possible for him to watch it. And maybe he didn't watch it. So there is a result of Es Hadas. So maybe it becomes possible. Now, from this Ramban, it's Mashma. And Achiezer said it. Achiezer on the day, it's in an hour. He mentioned this Ramban. So it's mashma from this Ramban that even though, according, after all, there is a machlekes in Psochim, as whether Es Hadas constitutes a Psul Tumeh or a Psul Aguf. And the Gemara says, according to the Shmuel Kinshtein, it constitutes a Psul Aguf. So even if you will be bound and say, will not bad. So it also be Tumeh, it will require something. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's a Psul Tumeh, if you will come and be bound, will not bad. So then it will not be done. Now the question is, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Shmokish, whether it's Psul Tumeh or Psul Aguf. So that one should be like Rabbi Yechanan, that it's Psul Tumeh. So why is it possible to Rasvadal? Then the Miri Psochim says that we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that it's a Hadas constitutes a Psul Tumeh. And if it constitutes a Psul Tumeh, so the Miri Psochim says, if it will come, and will say that it didn't become Tomei, it didn't touch the Tumeh, so then it is Tomei, so then it's kosher. So it shouldn't be possible to Rasvadai, and here the Ramban says that that by Kochi Mitznah, Chai have to say something which is Rabbi Yisrael Kitoye, because it's possible to Rasvadai. So the Achliezer is deduces from this Ramban that the Halacha of Shimon is true, that according to Rabbi Yechiel, that says Hadas does not constitute the Psoa Gum, it only constitutes the Psoa Tumet. So, Mimele, if he will be Mivare, that he didn't touch the Tumet. So in story, it's kosher, we can imagine it, but until it is determined, so it's not the Tumet. The same thing that we say, the same concept that we apply, we got the Sofik Tumet Beshusayot. Now let's say, Sofik Tumet Beshusayot. So we say Kitomet. And we learn the diet from saying. But by saying that Halacha is, if the woman drinks the wine of morning and nothing happens to her, so then she's with Teras Vadai. But she's right. She was Asumo to the bow of the Teras Vadai. The answer is, she was Asumo to the bow of the Teras Vadai as long as there is a subject. But the moment the subject is resolved, so then there is no Isah. And that is true of Sofik Tumu Vishayochi. Let's say, if somebody, if there is a sheretz, if there is a kicker, lying in the Mishayochi, and there are only two people around, and we saw the sheretz, mamish near the kicker, but we don't know whether the sheretz touched the kicker or the sheretz did not touch the kicker. So we say, Sofik Tumu Vishayochi is Rekitomi. Sofik Tumu Vishayochi is Rekitomi. And Mimele, suppose, so then it would be also a mudaraisa. Or suppose someone was standing in a Rishis Hayochi. And then after that, he saw Mamish near his group, near his feet. He saw the sheretz. And he was standing there for a long time. So there is a possibility that the sheretz touched him. But he doesn't know. Maybe the sheretz did touch him, and the sheretz didn't touch him. And suppose he entered with Hamikdosh, we'll give him Malchus. Even though we cannot give Malchus, it's a Sofik. Why will he be higher Malchus? Because the Halacha is that as long as it's not determined, as the Sofik was not resolved, and we don't know whether he became Tomei, whether the Sheretz touched him in the Mishnayot, or didn't touch him, even if Klapish, so yes, he took him to the Shvadai, even if Klapish, why is Ganye, then the Sheretz didn't touch him. But if Yom will come and he'll say, well, the Sheretz didn't touch that person, so then it's allowed to have a Mishnayot. But until it is resolved, so the Halacha is, he's Tomei to the Shvadai. So, this Vadach Yezer is Mechiyah from this Ramban, even though the Gemara in Pesachim says that according to Rabbi Yechiel, so his Hadas is a Psotume, and if Eliyahu will come, he will say, I know that it didn't become Tome. So to be Tome, to be Kosher, that's only because Eliyahu is Mivare. So according to Mishlokish, it's a Psoagu. So even if Eliyahu will be Mivare, that it didn't become Tome. But the fact that it was exposed to the possibility of becoming Tomei, that made it possible. It's a Tzlagut. According to Yechiel, it's not a Tzlagut. But as long as it is not resolved, the result is not resolved, then it is Tomei B'Tirasvadai. This is what the Ramban says. Now, there is just one more point that the Ramban says here in our Gemara, which is of very basic significance. Now, the Ramban is Chelikan Rashi, and that's the Ramban Mishitosa. When the Gemara says here, El Atomi Bechuru, no, and the Gemara says, Omer Abba Barun Eoch, Hakel Shorti, Abba Atomi Bechuru, Tomi Bechuru, Mayu Membro, Bechuru, so Rashi explains, Tomi Bechuru, Mayu Membro, of course it's Mutatubi Bitam Echuru, so the Gemara says, Bechuru Shnas Hotaras Akimish, because some Achush has a Tarat HaKiddush, he Kiddush don't. So it's also, so as he explains, according to Adom Achush has a Tarat HaKiddush, he Kiddush don't, then it's also with Rabbonon to be Tamei Chu. What do you mean Achush has a Tarat HaKiddush? If he undertook to eat his Chu Mitam, that's Achush has a Tarat HaKiddush. If the binding of the Chu undertook was the Kavir of himself, to eat Chu Mitam, then his Chu are considered as Chum Shnas HaTaras HaKiddush, and he is also to be mitam, with Rambam. That's how Rashi is telling. The Rambam is telling. Now let's see the Rosh of the Rambam. My memory, Pirsha Azazal, though we use when he's going on Tanas Khalayim, Vinimachta, Shema, what a visa to Bosom, Elohima, shall we have Khila Mason and some Lohem, Vain, Vain, the Khila Mino, the Khosh Nazar Tarakinish, Kikinish Dole, Loyosa Ashmino Lashin Kay, and also in with the Bosom, the Mandoma Kikinish Dole, Lad Meser to Mishalayim Koma, Uman. The Oma loved the Kirish Dome, loved the head of the Mosul, and would be deemed that awesome for me, shall wait to the Rashi. So the Rambam is saying to Rashi, according to Rashi, the Mandoma who says, Chunch Nazar Taras HaKirish HaKirish Dome, that means the certain Jew with not a virus, was becoming upon himself to eat Chum Mitare, so he is not allowed with Rabon to be covered with him. So the Rambam says, there is no such Mandoma. So what if he was becoming upon himself to eat Chum Mitare? So, because of that, it's the chetze of his chum become different. It's still chum. There is no miser to be mitame chum to meet mit rabon. There is no miser. Even though he was mikabel upon himself to eat chum mitame. But what it means is, in regard, that's the pshat in the Rambam. So he says like this, Elohe Toshi, Tome b'chum ayumem, pshite bo iksile bo shire, ובמד הימות לשוחד, ואיזו ירשום מנהיגה בבוסו, דחיל דריק סירקו שירה, פשיטה של חי שישי, ואפילו אין סיפיטריו שנעס נלתר הסכומת, ופורם בחום שנעס נלתר הסקדש, ואיזו בה כקדש דומה, דחיל וכקדש דומה, סל כדאי תנועד בומי וכקודשי מבוא ישימו, ולסרים ושם הליגה, ולא בדייתם שמזירה לקודשי, כל משהו. So the Rambam explains that even according to Mandoma, the Tchum Shinazal Tarasakim Shikim Shove, there is no visa to be mitame the Tchum. Suppose he changes his mind. He wants to be mitame the Tchum. He's allowed to be mitame. All right, so then he will not keep up with this practice of eating Tchum mitame. But if he wants to be mitame, even though he was mitame upon himself, to eat Tchum mitame, he's allowed to be mitame. We have said. But there is aloche by Kochi, there is aloche of Shimu. So the aloche of Shimu is implicit in the Xerasakosu of Mishneres Pomeisai. So the Xerasakosu of Mishneres Pomeisai is expressive of two things. First of all, it's expressive of the Nisa of the Mitam. Kochi Mamesh, or even Tumo, is also to the Mitam. That's one thing that is implicit. In the Xerasakosu of Mishneres Pomeisai. And then there is another aloche implicit in the Xerasakosu of Mishneres Pomeisai. And that is that where the Rambam said as an answer to this discussion that if there is a sophic, whether he touched it or he didn't touch the kochi, even though it's a sophic to me, which is a rabbi, but it is hadas. So the aloche of this hadas, that is hadas passes, is also implicit. So there are two things implicit in the Xerasakos of Mishneres Pomeisai. One is a nisya of being mitame. Another is halucha ves hadas, that the hadas passes the kochi. Whether it's in Sultume, as Rabbi Yechon says, or it's in Sulagu, as Mishloki says, but whatever the nature, the essence of the psul of ves hadas is, it's a psul mitras hadas. As the Rambam puts out. Only according to Rabbi Yechanan Mitzul Tumeh, so if he only resolves the Sophic, so then it's not possible. According to Mishloach,